Back in 2019, the seven investigators were the first to expose serious questions about the prosecution of a police officer who said he was falsely accused of abusing his daughter.
Well, now a jury has just awarded that father more than $58 million for his wrongful prosecution. Seven investigator Heather Cataldo joining us now with the very latest. I mean, what he must have gone through.
This has been 5 years in the making. Sean McMaster says he could have been sentenced to life in prison for something he did not do. After our original reporting on McMaster, the attorney general dropped the sex abuse criminal charges against him. So McMaster later sued the police and prosecutors who had him locked up for months. And today, a jury gave him justice that he says was long overdue.
Sean McMaster has always maintained his innocence.
It's closure, finally. We have everything on record.
McMaster was a police lieutenant in Florida when he was charged by Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel. McMaster and his stepfather were accused of sexually assaulting McMaster's young daughter here in Michigan, charges both men denied.
It's been investigated by Oakland County, CPS, FBI, Homeland Security. And now Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, cleared again. Like, how many times do we have to keep doing this?
Lawyers say McMaster's ex-wife made the accusation as part of a contentious custody battle. Police say this recording revealed how Johanna McMaster offered to stop a criminal probe in exchange for Sean McMaster terminating his parental rights.
I can give you a get-out-of-jail-free card, and I can help you.
After the seven investigators first exposed serious questions about the case, the attorney general later dropped the charges.
The people would move to dismiss both these cases.
McMaster's civil lawsuit accused former Assistant Attorney General Brian Colloje of launching the criminal probe to impress Colloje's girlfriend at the time, who was related to McMaster's ex-wife. The career prosecutor resigned in 2019 after admitting to an inappropriate relationship with a victim in a different sex crimes case. McMaster's lawyers allege Colloje and Michigan State Police Trooper David Busaka violated McMaster's constitutional rights in several ways, including malicious prosecution and excessive pretrial punishment for his 151 days in solitary confinement in the Oakland County Jail.
It's absolutely wild. The system broke down at almost every opportunity because there were people like Colloje and Busaka, who were willing to bend the rules for their own benefit.
Now, a federal jury has awarded McMaster $58.4 million in compensatory and punitive damages.
Those two made a child unnecessarily fatherless, and you can't fix that. But this goes a long way towards recognizing the immense harm they caused, and hopefully preventing it from happening to someone else.
I'd give everything back to just have a normal life with my daughter. I'd give it all back to have her, my family together. And this will help us move on some, but it's not gonna repair everything that's with the damage that's been done.
Sean McMaster says all of the false allegations have made reunification efforts with his daughter basically impossible at this point. I have reached out to the Michigan State Police and to Brian Colloje for comment on this jury decision. So far, we have not heard back. Meanwhile, as part of a settlement with this case, court records show Johanna McMaster agreed to pay Sean $1 million for her role in the, quote, willful and malicious injury to her ex-husband. But Sean lost his job, no longer has a relationship with his daughter because of all this. So obviously it's a big jury award, but in his words, the damage has been done.
And the damage runs deep, and that kind of thing follows you. I mean, that's...
He says every time somebody Googles him for a new job, this comes up.
Wow.
But at least, I mean,
this is some justice.
Yeah. Some justice for him, and thank you for following it to the end, Heather.
Absolutely.
Start to finish, I remember it.